In the west of the country, the northwest of the country, there's been a lot of inter-community violence, which has obviously been brought about by the fact that people in these communities, there is really no representation of public order in these areas. So violent events have broken out between different communities in the northwest, and which has led to a lot of injured and dead. Yesterday, the International Committee of the Red Cross with the Central African Red Cross evacuated over 30 people from this area, especially the most seriously injured, and brought them to Bangui for treatment. Other people who were injured but were not gravely injured were treated on the spot. The death toll for the moment is of around 60 people. So we're talking about three areas in the northwest of the country called Bosombele, Boali, and Boyali.
And you mentioned earlier that the majority of the very serious injuries were done by machetes.
That's what it seems to be, yes. And we have a surgical team that's been positioned at the central hospital in Bangui, at the community hospital in Bangui since the beginning of January. So they were also prepped and ready to receive the most seriously injured in order to assess how fast they could be operated.
How are you accessing those people that have fled into the bush?
I mean, we are hearing that a lot of people have fled into the bush, and it's very difficult to assess the needs of these people. But in these areas that we're visiting, Bosombele, Boyali, and Boali, there are local Central African Red Cross volunteers who are on the spot. And we're providing them with first aid kits and with material to handle dead bodies so they can, you know, provide assistance to the local population on the spot. So they're the ones looking into those needs, and we're getting feedback from them. We've also been there ourselves. So we're also trying to get an idea. For the moment, the priority is to evacuate the injured, especially the most seriously injured, and to provide assistance on the spot for those who are less seriously injured. And it's very important at this stage to remind, you know, all the forces that are present in Bangui, international and regional forces, but also the authorities of the country, that immediate measures need to be taken to protect the population and to put an end to this violence.
You mentioned that you all are having to bury bodies as well from the violence. So far, how has the staff, how are they managing this process?
On the spot, there are volunteers from Central African Red Cross who have been trained and provided with the material to deal with the mortal remains. So they're burying the bodies that they found. And it's very difficult, you know, because on the spot, there are a lot of needs. There are a lot of people who have been injured. And we're actually looking into organizing more visit of our medical teams to those areas in the coming days. We've done this in the last 3 days over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And now we're looking into organizing additional trips to these areas with our medical teams and our staff to, again, evacuate the most seriously injured and provide support on the spot. So that's first aid for the less severely injured and support the National Red Cross, Central African Red Cross, in burying the bodies that have been found on the spot.